Hey, good morning. Happy Saturday, everyone. Welcome to the Senior Care Conversation, where we dive into topics that matter most for senior health, wellness, and lifestyle. I'm your host, Hillary Bailey, and today I am joined by Delonte Allen, the founder of God Bodies Fitness. His company is a faith-driven personal training program dedicated to helping people, including seniors, transform their health through strength, confidence, and consistency. Delonte, it is a joy to have you with us today. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, many seniors struggle with motivation when it comes to fitness. The challenge often lies in overcoming the belief that it's too late, too hard. So this segment, we're going to explore how connection, encouragement, and tailored approaches can help that. So let's start at the beginning. How did you get into working with seniors, and what has inspired you to keep going and working with our seniors?
So initially, I got into seniors. I'm moving back to Houston from Dallas. This was honestly one of my first gigs. I was kind of skeptical about it, but I found senior living communities through Cooper Living. And so I got inspired by just being around them, just by listening to their stories and seeing them grow. The most important thing for me was just to watch them go from not feeling like they can do things to being encouraged to do more. And it just kind of became a passion for me.
Awesome. So what is it that you, I know you said you love to watch seniors grow and change. Is there, do you have like a, I always like to ask if there's a certain person that you might have in mind that you've worked with that you kind of took them from the bottom to the top, like maybe they weren't able to do much and now they're able to do a lot, that really just kind of motivated you to keep going?
Yes, I do. I have a few, but one lady in particular, she's like the Wonder Woman of one of the complexes that I work with. I seen her from the beginning. I say from what I saw was her beginning. She wasn't able to do a lot of things. She did have a little bit of a shoulder injury. But over time, I've been working with them for about 4 years. But within the first, I'll say, year or so, she started to show changes by getting stronger. She decided to do one-on-one training with me. And since then, her results have skyrocketed. I always say progression over perfection. I like to meet them where they are. So with Sandy is her name. I hope she doesn't mind. She told me that, you know, for her, it was really just about being able to do it, being able to get out there and start. With guidance and education, it allowed her to be more confident and get to the goals that she originally set for herself.
That is so awesome. So I know one of the things that you and I have talked about, because I'm going to tell you guys, Low, I call him Low, but his name is Delonte. Coach Low trains me. So I know a lot about him and how wonderful he is and what a gentleman he is. So when I know, even for me, sometimes it's hard to get motivated. And that was one of the reasons that, you know, I hired a trainer, because it's very hard to be motivated every day to get up, get out of bed and go take care of your health. I don't know why that is. But why do you think it's hard for seniors to continue to stay motivated or even get motivated about fitness later on in their life?
I really find that a lot of time it's hard for them because they get to this point where it's kind of like they accept what's happening to them. They feel like they're out of control. They can't control what happens with their health. They can't control what happens with sometimes where they live. They can't even control their finances. So they start to get into this acceptance. What I do is a lot of times I like to work out with them. I like to show them that they are able to do it. And I meet them where they at. Again, like I said before, we can start literally with water bottles. We can start with resistance bands. We do everything we need to just to take baby steps to get you going, which is really important because movement is healing. Once you get the body moving, everything else kind of starts to fall in line, especially with your internal systems.
So I'm assuming, I know you are a certified personal trainer, but I also know you were a collegiate athlete. But so I know it's very important for you, like especially working with seniors, you have to kind of sit down with them and figure out medically maybe what's going on with them. So kind of, if you don't mind, walk me through your process. So say if you have a senior that has maybe several comorbidities that are going on, what's your process about talking with them about their health and what's going on? And then how do you tailor that care plan around that?
So first we have a consultation. We literally, again, we sit down, talk to them, allow them to, you know, express everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. Be very vulnerable, because if you're able to be vulnerable with me, I can give you everything you need, in the sense of opening the door to what movements are you able to do, what prescriptions are keeping you from maybe feeling like your best self, what's bringing you down. The best way to go about that, again, is through research, through getting clearance from your doctors, by making sure that every situation we bring forth as far as exercising, as far as health, as far as eating, we want to make sure that we're prepared. And we get that information from your doctor. Once we get that from your doctor, we kind of go in, we make the exercises specifically for you. So if you have shoulder injuries, we make sure to keep your hands below your shoulders, right? Nothing above your head. If you may have unable to get up out of a chair, if you're unable to walk, that does not make it an excuse for you not to do it. So we continue to modify everything and give the gentle approach. Everything has a gentle aspect to it. Even if it comes down to us doing yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi, we'll find a way to make sure that the body is able to move so that you can get to that best feeling, so you can live the best life for yourself.
And I can only imagine that you being able to offer, because I know you're also a yoga instructor, you being able to offer different kinds of exercise probably makes them feel a lot more comfortable. Because I know when people say, oh, well, I work out with a trainer, you automatically think, man, that's probably, you know, really hard. Even, you know, in my, you know, I'm a physical therapist assistant. When I would go, you know, to home health, I would find that my clients would be worried when I would come out there, thinking I'm just gonna, you know, work them to death, or that, you know, I'm not gonna listen to their concerns. Maybe if something that we do, you know, hurts them, that I'm just gonna say, oh, keep moving through it. You can do it. You can do it. I love that you are cognizant of what's going on with them, and that you do meet them where they are. I think that is very important, and it probably brings them a lot of comfort to know that you actually are listening to them. Have you ever had a client that you started working with that wasn't even able to stand? Have you come across that yet?
Yes. So there's still growth, right? They're still not able to completely stand on their own. Mm-hmm. But they are standing. They're standing with the walker. They're standing using the chair. It's just baby steps. Again, I like to take the approach of just, let me see what you can do. Right. And we're just going to push what you can do over and over and over again. We're going to make everything familiar. We're going to make the exercises familiar, make the equipment familiar, so that the knowledge that you gain, it gives you more confidence. It allows you to feel that you're able to do it.
Yeah.
And that's what's most important for a lot of the seniors. If they get the no pain, no gain era out of their minds, and we can empower and educate them and bring, you know, bridge the gap between my generation and their generation, it allows for there to be a lot more comfort, a lot more gains going on between the seniors. They get stronger, they get better balance, they sleep better, their metabolism boosts. There's a boost in metabolism. All the things that benefit for fitness starts to happen for them, and then they become more encouraged, more inspired to continue to come, say, for our sessions. I also host a lot of group sessions with the seniors, and the attendance in the beginning started low, but through consistency and just me constantly working with them, showing up, which I think first and foremost is the most important thing, just to continue to show up for them, to show them that it can be done, show them that they can do it, that they continue to grow. My attendance started off, again, as like maybe 3 people. Wow. Now I fill rooms, pools, and studios with seniors, and it's an amazing feeling. It keeps me coming back, and I know that the work that I do keeps them coming back, because they come back healthier. They tell me, oh, I'm sore from suffering with seniors, right? it's a little bit of what they say. It's a strength and stability class. but it's a little bit of what they call it, suffering with seniors. But what it does is they always feel great afterwards. I see them 3 times a week, and that's the healthiest way to start. Start out 3 times a week, start small, do yoga sessions, go outside for a walk, just meet somebody, going out to just go shopping, go to the grocery store. The little baby steps you need to take will eventually give you the confidence to get stronger, to go try one-on-one training, to go try that yoga session, which is really most important. Again, movement is healing.
Yes, absolutely. So I do. It's so cool. Because I work with seniors as well. And when I was in the PT arena, I loved being able to. I remember I showed up one morning. One of my clients was like, "I made you a sausage and biscuit." Like she was able to stand long enough to fry up some sausage and make me a biscuit, and I was so excited. It was delicious, and I just, I love that for her because, maybe that's all they want to be able to do is, stand up and cook or go to the grocery store. So I love that. So, all right, guys, we're going to be right back. Up next, we're going to talk about the biggest benefits seniors get from working out and how to remove the fear factor around exercise. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more insight, expert advice, and stories that matter to every generation. And we're back. I'm Hillary Bailey, and you're watching the Senior Care Conversation on Now Media Television. Loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment of the Senior Care Conversation or any of your favorite Now Media TV shows, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our full lineup of bilingual programming in both English and Spanish. Prefer to listen on the go? Catch the podcast version of the show right on the Now Media TV website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and breaking news to lifestyle, culture, and everything in between, Now Media TV is streaming 24/7, ready whenever you are. Hey guys, we are back. Again, I'm Hillary Bailey, your host. I am here again with Delonte Allen of God Bodies Fitness. In this segment, we're going to focus on how to break through fears and barriers that keep seniors from working out and how to build that confidence along the way. Many seniors can fear injury, embarrassment, or simply not knowing where they can start. This segment is going to highlight strategies for creating safety, confidence, and growth without pressure. So welcome back, Delonte. Thank you for again for being here.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. So in your practice, what are some of the biggest benefits for why seniors should work out?
Well, in most cases, it brings a longer living life. They get to enjoy themselves. They get to live the life with their grandchildren, better sleep, increase metabolism, better energy, more ability to do things of going out, feeling good about themselves, and just a better social life. Being able to find other individuals with that are like-minded that keep them going.
So I can only assume that one of the things that, like, physically that you work on with the seniors is balance. Because that's obviously as we get older, we've got lots of seniors that have neuropathy and just muscle weakness, which can really, affect their balance. So is that something that you work on with them?
For sure. Always. Fall prevention is one of the number one things we work on. I pride myself on making sure that if just so happened any of my seniors do fall, that they are able to first brace themselves the proper way, that they are able to fall gracefully, because we do not want to stop the fall, and then we want to work our way up. Balance is key. We work on with Tai Chi, we work on balance and strength and stability, of course, we always work balance. A lot of the aspects of what we do each and every day are centered around balance because I have a grandmother who unfortunately lost her balance climbing a ladder one time. That's my Wonder Woman. Climbing a ladder one time and broke her ankle. So kind of from then on, I found that it was always purposeful to make sure that balance is key for everything that we do.
Absolutely. How can we eliminate the fear factor for seniors when it comes to working out? Because I know, like we talked a little bit about in the first segment, if you're not somebody who worked out or was an athlete like myself, I was not an athlete. I was, you know, I danced in high school, but I didn't play sports. I actually didn't start working out or doing anything physical until I got into PTA school. So it can be overwhelming, you know, working out, starting. So how do you eliminate that fear factor for seniors when you're working out with them?
I work out with them and I show them how to move. Right. Okay. I show the moves, what moves to do, how it can prevent injury, what it does help with, what joints are affected, what mental abilities that is going to, like, mind and body connection, what it makes so that you're able to feel confident, so that they want to make sure they keep going to push themselves the best way they can so they can be stronger. I meet them where they at. Bring everything to them. I bring the weights to them. I bring the knowledge to them. I bring the ability to do it. And then we want to speak positive language always. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying we're working on your weakness, you're doing this so we can continue to keep you independent. You're doing this so that you can continue to live the long life and run around with your grandchildren. Mm-hmm. We're doing this so that your mind can stay clear and your abilities and your focus can continue to stay sharp. That is what I love to preach, and we preach progression over perfection all the time. So even if you think that you have to be perfect in doing these moves, just allow yourself some grace, because it doesn't have to be that. It's not that crucial.
So guys, Jessica Delante's wife is also a trainer, and I know you guys also work with the nutrition part. Is that something that a lot of seniors ask for help with, is the nutrition side of that?
Actually, a lot of them kind of say that they eat well, and I don't know if that's honestly true. We definitely offer it. We've done a few meal plans, meal preps. But a lot of times, the seniors, when they do ask, they ask for, like, which companies can I go with? Gotcha. Is low-carb meals a good idea? Should I focus on more proteins that I'm working out? So for me, I like to tell the seniors, we want to focus on getting a good amount of carbs, not too much, because your carbs are your energy for when we work out. Mm-hmm. The protein intake, we want to do it about the size of your fist, maybe half of that, because you're a little bit older. Mm-hmm. Right. So we just want to kind of give little tidbit tips. We don't give them a full out plan, but we definitely will take them grocery shopping. We'll definitely give them meal ideals. And just kind of steer them in the right line as far as nutrition goes. But we don't hear too much from our seniors. They'd rather do it themselves.
Gotcha. Well, and you said some of them live in the senior community. So hopefully maybe some of them have their meals prepared for them, which would be, you know, ideal. So how do you create safe boundaries for seniors to achieve their goals?
Well, I like to... assess them as far as what they're able to do movement wise and then once I find what limitations that they have or don't have, then we stay kind of like within that frame, that box of what you're able to do, and then we like gradually push out of, we gradually step out of the box. So if you had a hard time sitting and standing without using your hands, so we work on little ways of how to increase your strength. We work on marching in your chair. We work on you sitting up and standing up with something in your hand, or sitting down and standing up with something in your hand. Just little ideals or little things we do in order to increase confidence and ability. Once we're able to create the confidence, the ability kind of comes along with it.
So working out with me, you know, I'm one of those people that likes, I want to be able for it to be easy. And for me to just do it perfectly the very first time that I do it. So I can only imagine that seniors might feel this way too. So why is it that some seniors feel that their workouts have to be perfect? Do they feel like they're trying to impress you or show you they can do it? Or what's your take on that?
So my personal viewpoint is a lot of times it's because they think that I want them to be perfect. Right. And when I say that I want them to be perfect, it's like they're looking for me to be like, oh, that's not right. Oh, you got to restart. You got to do everything over again, rather than saying, OK, hey, we're going to do it like this. Let's move this way. Let's make this small correction here. Let's make another small correction here. But a lot of times it comes from the life lived in the past. Maybe they were a type A person where everything had to be right, everything had to be straight in line, or they live off of past accomplishments. Well, I used to be able to do this. I did this all the time. I do this and I do that. Or, like you said, a lot of times they're trying to make sure that they look like they can keep up because internally they're judging themselves way harder than anybody else is, because they're not as strong as they used to be. They're not, they don't feel like they're up to par with everybody else that they see around them. And which a lot of times nobody's focused on anybody else but themselves, right? When you're in the gym, if you're really working out, you don't have time to look at nobody else. You're too tired. As you can tell me, you can tell anybody, Hillary, you're too tired to look at anybody. So a lot of, I think it's it really just, it's a mind thing. It's a mindset that has to be kind of broken. You have to be able to put them in a setting where they can be uncomfortably comfortable, right? You know that they're uncomfortable in this sense, but you bring that security. You wrap them kind of pretty much in a security blanket of like, hey, it's everyone's here, but it's really just me and you, right? The things that we're doing, we're focusing on me and you. We focusing on making sure that you get to where you're trying to go. And you don't, you're not, you can't worry about nobody else because at the end of the day, you once you walk out the door, you have to be satisfied with what you did. And if you are not satisfied with what you did because you're worried about what somebody else is doing, then you kind of lose out. So perfection is the worst thing in this sense. So I always preach progression over perfection.
Absolutely. So, Delonte, for anyone interested in learning more or connecting with you, where can they find you online and what is the best way to get a hold of you?
Okay, so you can find us on Instagram at God Bodies Fit TV. You can also email us at godbodiesfit@gmail.com, or you can personally reach out to us via text, phone call, when our business phone number at 346-804-7846. Again, the best way to reach us though is via text or email. Those are the clearest ways.
Okay, perfect. All right, guys. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about movement as medicine, why staying active matters, how to avoid injuries, and what muscle groups seniors should focus on most. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more insight, expert advice, and stories that matter to every generation. And we're back. I'm Hillary Bailey, and you're watching the Senior Care Conversation on Now Media Television. Welcome back to the Senior Care Conversation. We've been exploring how fitness empowers seniors, and now we're going to dive into movement, safety, and injury prevention. For many, the misconception is that exercise is dangerous at an older age, but the truth is, movement is medicine. Seniors often can fear injury, but inactivity is far riskier. This segment focuses on how to keep moving safely, distinguish between discomfort and pain, and target the right muscle groups for long-term strength and independence. Welcome back, Delonte. Thank you so much again for being here.
Thank
I
you.
know I say that every segment, but it's such an honor to have you on. So why is it important for seniors to keep moving?
Because it's more tragic if you don't. If the seniors aren't moving, their bodies start to lock up, then it makes everything else harder. You can't move, you can't walk, you can't get up out of the bed, you can't. So it's really important to keep moving so it allows your bodies to loosen up. It allows the muscles to be able to continue to grow, to continue to stretch. So that your body grows, so that your body makes the changes and can continue to develop. Because even if you're older, it does not mean your body is not developing. You may not be getting hiccups anymore, but your body's still definitely growing.
Okay.
It's important.
Keep going.
Oh no, it's important just to make sure that you know what you're doing and getting guidance to know how to do what you're doing, so that you have confidence, so that you know which movements are safe for you, what exercises are actually going to benefit you, and then you want to make sure that you're giving yourself the right amount of exertion, right? You're pushing yourself just enough. So that's why, that's
Gotcha.
really important.
So let's dive into what are the most important muscle groups for seniors and why, and try to, I know you and I are both, you're a trainer and I'm a PTA, so let's try to keep it where they can understand what we're talking about instead of saying
Okay.
quad. We can say, the front of your thigh. But
Okay.
let's talk about those muscles that are important and why they're important.
Okay. So the most important muscles are your lower body muscles. So that would be your legs in whole. Then you want to break it down to your front legs, which are your quads, your back legs, your hamstrings. You want to always make sure your core is stable. Strong core is a strong body. So if you're able to get up, it'll help you be able to get up, roll around. If you do fall, it's helping you get up out off the floor, which is, the most important thing as you become as you get older as a senior, being able to get off the floor on your own if you fall. I just heard a story today, broke my heart, but it's really important to make sure that you're able to do a burpee. And when I say a burpee, I don't mean it in a challenging way of like, oh, you gotta get up off the floor, jump, throw your hands in the air. But if you're able to push yourself up first, chest off the floor, then get your legs up underneath you, then you can maybe crawl to something to help you stand up, right? So it's just really important to make sure that you focus on your lower half, your core, and even your arms so that you're able to be strong and get up off the floor.
So, if you don't mind, will you kind of show us a few of those exercises that the seniors can do to help them stay moving? And guys, we want to preface this with saying, please don't try this at home until you've spoken with your physician. Everyone's health is different, but these are just some easy exercises that you can do at home that will help you keep those legs strong so you can enjoy your life.
For sure. So, one of the easier moves to do first, right, will be just an easy stand to sit.
Okay.
Okay. This is a nice and easy thing. You don't have to force it. If you're not ready to go hands free, you're definitely able to put your hands down to guide you. Okay. Another exercise to help you with your strength will be wall push-ups, right? So, find a wall that's really close. Chest in, push out. You can put both hands on the same wall, or you can just kind of spread the wall out. And then finally, the easiest one to do is raise the roof. Now, if you have any shoulder injuries, please don't do this one. But if your shoulders are fine, lift those hands straight up, right back down. Okay? So these are the simplest moves. These simple moves over time will build strength, will help you help those joints in your body be able to move. And these are very familiar things that you do on a daily basis. So this is getting out of your bed. This is getting off of the toilet. This is reaching in the cabinet, pulling something down. This is grabbing groceries. So it's just a bunch of things that you normally would want to do in your everyday life. Real simple exercises. Put them together, maybe do 10 reps each, take about 20 seconds, catch your breath, do it again. Three sets of 10, and you'll feel the sweat and you'll know you've done something.
I think two people think, some of the seniors that I would work with, they would say, oh, I don't have time to do that. It literally takes about 10 minutes to do everything that you just said. So there's really no,
Exactly.
so time is really not an excuse for seniors not to exercise because we all have 10 minutes in the day. So
For sure.
if seniors are exercising without, the guidance of someone like you, how do they know the difference between, oh, maybe I've injured myself or maybe I'm just tired and want to stop? Like I was
So
this morning.
a good way to tell the difference between an injury and pain or not pain, injury and muscle fatigue is literally pain or an injury. There's a sharpness to it. There's a sharp pain. It doesn't allow you to complete a full extension. It doesn't allow you to raise up. It doesn't allow for you to lift up. That is an injury if you're unable to because you feel that sharp pain. Now, muscle fatigue is very similar, but it's very different in a completely different way, as in the burning sensation, right? If you feel your muscles are tired because they're burning, that is muscle fatigue, and that is what you ultimately want to push to. Pushing to failure is a good thing. Pushing past injury is a bad thing. Okay, so again, the difference is you want to go for that burning sensation, and you're able to, even though it burns, once you pick that weight up again, you can probably do maybe two or three more with no problem, right? Mm-hmm. Not the same set again, but maybe two or three more. If you are injured, you cannot complete a set. You cannot complete a movement. It will not allow you to, because the sharp pain will be too much.
Got it. So for me, guys, I'm just going to speak to this. You know, I think it's important. You know, I know that, you know, physical trainers cost money, but this is your health, guys. So if you don't want to spend money on, you know, a trainer for every day or three times a week, I would definitely recommend that you know, this is coming from a physical therapist assistant, guys, have an assessment. Pay for somebody to come once a week for a few weeks to watch you do the exercises that they give you, making sure that you're doing them with the correct form, that you're not going to injure yourself. And then when you feel like those get easy, call them back. Say, hey, Delonte, come back out here. These have gotten too easy for me. And he can upgrade your exercises, make sure you're doing them correctly, maybe make you some videos. I just think it's so important for seniors to be guided, at least in the very beginning. If it's something that, you know, they haven't, you know, if they haven't worked out, you know, for 20 years, you know, you need to have that guidance so you don't hurt yourself. So I'm sure seniors are exactly like I am. You know, I want instant gratification. I want to work out one time and be skinny. But we both know that that's not going to happen. So how do you help the seniors address that delayed gratification that comes with getting fit? Because we all know that it doesn't happen overnight.
It doesn't, unfortunately. I wish there was a magic pill, but that would kind of put me out of business. So I'm glad there isn't. But what I will say is the delayed gratification is kind of just like pushing, just knowing that, okay, when I plant this seed in the ground, it won't become a tree overnight. But with constant watering, with constant nurturing, with constant consistency, day in and day out, there will be little changes. You'll start to see a little bud come out of the ground, right? So that's kind of what happens with their bodies. Over time, in the beginning, they hate it. My client this morning says, I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy this at all, but I am getting stronger. And you keep telling me that I'm going to find this enjoyable. And honestly, I'm addicted to it. I don't enjoy it all the time, but I'm addicted to it. If we were to stop doing this, I would feel incomplete. So that is why I find it to be really important to make sure, like, you know, we keep going, we keep pushing our seniors to take that step. But we help them, we guide them, we hold their hands, we show them each and every day, hey, consistency is key. Mm-hmm. We just keep you going. We do the little things. We water you, we nurture you every day, and you'll continue to grow and you'll get stronger. We can't use a microwave for everything. And from most of your generation, you never had a microwave. So let's just keep it original.
So I know you and Jess are big about asking, what's your why? And you say that to me sometimes when you have me do 100,000 burpees. Do you ask seniors their why as well and remind them of that? Maybe when it starts to get hard?
Yes, all the time. I always tell them, hey, you're doing this so that you can be, you're already independent. You want to stay independent. You know what it's like. You have friends who aren't in this independent living, who aren't able to do the things that you're able to do. You have people that you see that's your next door neighbor who can't do the things that you're able to do. So you want to make sure that you keep yourself different, that you continue to set yourself apart, and you set yourself up for a longer living life. Working out, moving, walk out the door. You don't even have to do hard things. Walking out of your door, walk up and down the hallway if you happen to live in the complex. If you don't live in the complex, walk to the bottom of your driveway, walk back. The little things. We don't want you to be a world conqueror overnight, but we want you to continue to move. We want you to start doing something so that you can regain your strength, so you can regain your independence, so that you can call your kids and, hey, let's go for a hike, right? Hey, right. You can bring the grandkids over for the day, and I'll send them right back tomorrow. So those kind of things are what you get out of working out. Those things are what comes with you just staying consistent and being allowing yourself to be strong.
All right, guys. So up next, we're going to wrap things up by exploring fun and accessible fitness options for seniors, from walking to water aerobics. Don't miss it. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more insight, expert advice, and stories that matter to every generation. And we're back. I'm Hillary Bailey, and you're watching the Senior Care Conversation on Now Media Television. Loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment of the Senior Care Conversation or any of your favorite Now Media TV shows live or on demand anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our full lineup of bilingual programming in both English and Spanish. Prefer to listen on the go? Catch the podcast version of the show right on the Now Media TV website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and breaking news to lifestyle, culture, and everything in between, Now Media TV is streaming 24/7, ready whenever you are. All right, guys, welcome back. In this final segment, we are looking at some of the most practical, enjoyable, and accessible fitness options that seniors can do daily to stay strong and connected. The biggest challenge seniors can face is finding approachable, low-pressure exercises that feel enjoyable. This segment introduces community-based and simple fitness practices that can make movement a lifestyle. Welcome back, Delonte. Again, so happy that you're here. So
Thank you for having me. We're gonna
jump right back into this. So I know you do a lot of community exercises. Like you go out to the senior communities and you do activities with them. Do you find that it's easier for seniors to work out in community?
I believe it is. Yes, it's easier for them to work out because it allows them to have motivation and accountability. It allows for them to, you know, feel like there are other like-minded individuals who are doing the same thing, and it motivates them to continue to come. Also, the group kind of expects them to come, so it increases attendance. Then there's also that social connection. Everybody gets to speak to each other, find out what's going on, where do you live, what's your phone number, hey, let's join together and play cards. And then the most important thing, I think, is just that it reduces, like, the intimidation of working out. If I can call Marilyn, my neighbor, we can go walk down and go do Lowe's class together, I'm a little less intimidated because after Lowe's class, I can talk about, geez, that was really hard, but at least we did it together, right? So working out in the community is usually always the best way for seniors to continue to change their lifestyles.
Just a question out of curiosity, do you find that some of them get competitive with one another?
Yes. Yes, all the time. I think a lot of it has to do with, of course, some of those were former athletes, and a lot of them are just breaking into something new, right? They were always competitive, but now this is a new arena for them. So they want to be the best, show that they're the strongest. A lot of times, I see some people in some like strength and stability classes, they'll look over at the next person's weight, and if it's a little bit higher, they'll go back and change their dumbbells to a higher weight just to say, okay, I did it too.
I love that. Competition with the seniors. So yeah. I know you do a lot of different types of exercise with seniors. So I know one of the ones you do is water aerobics. You do chair yoga, regular yoga, and then just one-on-one, maybe like in their home. So I kind of want to go through each one of those. And let's start with water aerobics. Why can that be beneficial for some seniors, especially ones that maybe have some arthritis?
So water aerobics is really good because it takes a lot of the pressure off the joints. A lot of the things that you may not be able to do on land in water are now possible. I have some of my seniors who jump in the water, right? And they definitely voice it. Hey, I can't do this on land, but I thank God for water aerobics because now I feel like I can do these things again. Then it also increases strength. It helps them build endurance. And it gives them a sense of showing that their bodies are still strong because there's a little bit of resistance with the water, but it's not too much to where they're unable to get through it. And then there's always that comfort of being in the water. Just being in the water, let alone, is just enough to make them feel light again. Some people walk, right? That's all they do is walk in the pool, but it's because they can't do it on land. So the water aerobics is really, really, really good for you, really good for seniors in general, because it allows their joints to be able to go through the work without having to go through the stress.
And I imagine they can get a better range of motion as well because it takes some of the weight off of their joints and they're able to move fully. So I also know that you do yoga. And I know, so for me, again, back in the PT arena, I won't just say every senior, every body has extremely tight hamstrings because we sit a lot of the time and our knees are always bent. I used to always tell my seniors, I'm like, yes, it's going to be great if you're super duper strong. You know, if you have like the strongest bicep in the world, but your arm's so tight, you can't open it up. I'm like, it's not going to matter. You know, flexibility is just as important as strength. So let's talk about yoga when it comes to seniors. Do you start with them in the chair and kind of how do you work with them with yoga?
I usually go in always with the mindset of the chair. But I do incorporate some of the standing poses like the chair pose, warrior pose, and, you know, just different aspects of the flamingo, different poses like that, which allows them to kind of test their balance, test their strength standing on their own. Mm-hmm. But it gives them that the chair is always there. So it gives them the comfort to be able to sit down, to be able to explore different possibilities with their body. Allow them to try different poses, different range of motion. So the chair, is usually always the first thing we get into, starting from our head, work the way down to the feet, and then we stand up and we stretch the muscles, making sure that, you know, you're not being, you know, great movement, but you're moving a little bit better than what you did when you first came to see me.
Gotcha. So I will be honest and tell you, I don't know anything about Tai Chi. But I know you know a lot about Tai Chi. So will you explain to us what is Tai Chi and why is it beneficial for seniors?
Okay, well, Tai Chi is really new to me. I just started practicing. But it's essential because it allows the body to, well, really, it allows the tiny muscles in our body to take on a brunt of the work. It's a movement through the body that allows that energy flow. They come from your hands, through your feet, from the chi that is collected around us in the air. It focuses on balance. It focuses on moving your body without having to really take all the pressure of the big joint movements. So small steps, making sure you're balanced, a lot of hand movements, just really guiding yourself as if you were water. Like Bruce Lee would say, be water. This is a perfect example of how to become water.
So walking, obviously, you know, I would always tell, you know, my patients, if you can walk, just do that. Like walking is so important. So why don't you tell us from your perspective, how important is walking? And is that an easy way to just start? Because you always talk about just start.
Yeah. So just start. Right. Mm-hmm. So just walk. Walking is the easiest way to start because it's something that you're already doing. It's not something that's new. It's not something that you got to reinvent. You got to go ask somebody for guidance. It's literally just saying, okay, I'm just going to go a little bit further today, right? Like we said before, you can walk up and down your hallway. You can walk to the end of your garage or into your garage, into your driveway. The walking is really good because it allows your body to get moving and it builds a consistency. And when you're able to build that consistency, it gives you confidence. And when you're confident, you try other things. You say, okay, well, I feel good today. Well, let me go and try yoga today. I feel good from walking all week. Let me go try strength and stability. So it's kind of like the oil to the engine. It kind of like gets you going. It helps the bones stay lubricated. And it's a test to see, okay, am I feeling good today? Do I have balance? Is my equilibrium off? Am I suffering from vertigo or any of those balance-related symptoms, mm-hmm. right? So it's really important to just make sure that whenever we're doing these things that you focus on balance.
So you have been super helpful. I know that our viewers are going to get so much out of, you know, what you've talked to us about. So guys, even if you're, you know, in your 40s and 50s, if you have, you know, parents in your life, grandparents in your life, please make sure that you stream this video, this show, to make sure that they get the information that they need. This is such vital information because if you don't keep moving, you won't move anymore. I mean, like you talked about earlier, like movement is key. Just keep moving. As my brother-in-law Travis Hauser, the PT, always tells me, just keep moving. So it's been such a joy to have you on the show. One more time before we let you go, where can people follow your work and continue this conversation with you if they would like?
Okay. Well, you can follow us at God Bodies, BODIES, the TV, Fit TV, on Instagram. You can call us at 346-804-7846, or you can email us at godbodiesfit@gmail.com.
Awesome. Guys, I just want to let you know as well, Delonte's wife, Jessica, is also a personal trainer, and she does work with them. She is about to have a baby in about a month, so she won't be available for maybe about 2 months, 3 months, but she also does work with him. So she should be available to work out with some of you guys if you prefer a lady, because I know some people do. So Delonte, thank you again for being here today and for sharing such practical and inspiring advice for our seniors. To our viewers, staying active isn't about perfection. It's about progress and taking small steps that add up to a healthier, more confident life. Whether it's walking with friends, trying water aerobics, or simply moving more each day, remember, it's never too late to start. I'm Hillary Bailey, and this has been the Senior Care Conversation. Until next time, stay strong, stay connected, and keep the conversation going.